So normally I try to come on here and call out the egregious events of biological males competing against women and women's sports, and that all needs to be called out. And I think bringing those events to the light helps combat those things from happening again in the future. However, I do also think it's important to celebrate victories in this area, and we just secured a massive victory in this area this past week with the World Boxing declaring that boxers must now go under mandatory sex screening before competing in events, and specifically called out Iman Khalif, you know, the notorious boxer who is a dude and won a gold medal in the women's boxing category this past Olympics because the IOC didn't have the guts to call it out and stop him from competing against women. Even though also we have a leaked test result from the IBA, the International Boxing Association, clearly stating from their testing that Iman Khalif tested as a male when they tested him to compete in the World Boxing Championships then in 2023. And they did not allow him to compete against women. But that wasn't good enough for the IOC because they have to virtue signal, and that would combat their narrative. So they let him compete against other women and put the other boxers, their lives at risk. And they had to go up against a biological male, and one woman boxer who has competed her whole life to get to that moment in the Olympics threw in the towel just after, I believe, like a minute or two after taking a couple of jabs from Iman Khalif and knew that he was a dude and refused to go up against him, okay? Before I get too far down this rabbit trail, folks, please like and subscribe down below and check out the other videos Right Side Media has. Follow me on X as well. My X is in the description down below. But let's get into this video. So like I said, the World Boxing has put out a new memorandum and focusing on males having to go through sex screening before competing against women in events, and specifically called Iman Khalif out in this memorandum. So this is big news, okay? Because if you remember, when this whole thing happened in the Paris Olympics, where Iman Khalif was allowed to compete against women, although if you look at it, your eyes don't deceive you, he's a dude, okay? You can grow out long hair and claim you're a woman, but the voice tells me you're a dude, your body tells me you're a dude, and the speed of your punches tells me you're a dude, okay? I'm a combat sports enjoyer, folks. I watch too much MMA. I'm a big boxing fan as well. I've seen men compete. I've seen women compete, okay? Iman Khalif, my lies don't lie. That's a dude. From the power behind his punches, the speed behind his punches, it's a dude, okay? And I knew that right out of the gate. I didn't need the IOC to tell me he's intersex, actually, and he passed all of our testing. He passed all of our requirements to compete against women. So your eyes are lying to you, and proceeds to gaslight everyone who saw with their own eyes. I can't believe the IOC, with the Olympics, who are supposed to be the peak of fair competition globally, are just sitting back and letting this guy go in and destroy women boxers who competed their whole lives to get to this point. It is so extremely hard to make it to that point where you're boxing in the Olympics, and it takes years and years and years of training and lots of luck as well without getting injured. And, you know, boxing and combat sports in general, in my opinion, is the hardest sports in the world. So it is so utterly difficult to get to that point. And it's one thing if you get to that point and you lose to another woman boxer who has also gone through the amount of difficult, training and got to the same point that you did and fairly beat you. But all these women who lost to Iman Khalif, that wasn't fair. That wasn't fair competition. They were robbed because they had to go up against a biological male who had such a large advantage against them. They had no shot of winning unless if Iman Khalif tripped on his way to the ring and knocked himself out or something and had to withdraw from the event. It was so, I was baffled that the IOC, which like I said, is supposed to be the peak of fair competition, allowed this egregious event to take place. But they did. And actually, we had two transgenders, two biological males competing in women's sports. Actually, the gold medal event of that year was between two males. The gold medal boxing match in the women's category in the Olympics was between two biological males. The other biological male boxer, his name is escaping me at the moment. It doesn't matter. He doesn't really deserve to get his name recognized. But Iman Khalif deserves to get called out. Why? Because not only did he win the gold medal, but then he went and started to sue everyone who was calling this out publicly, saying that they were defaming him because they were wrong, that he was a biological male competing against women. Well, then, I don't know, what was it, like 5 or 6 months later, it actually came out that Iman Khalif had a micropenis and therefore actually was a male. And everybody who saw him and you know, was believing what their eyes were telling him, that he was a dude, they were actually right after all. How about that? How convenient is that? That everybody who called this out was actually right in the first place. But yet, Iman Khalif went on and started suing people. Everyone who called it out was called a transphobe, and you know, any sort of phobe they could think of, these people were called, and we were right all along. But now, you know, come to 2025, almost a year removed from this incident, and the World Boxing has put out this statement saying that they will now force biological males, or any boxer for that matter, to undergo sex screening before, you know, competing in their events, and specifically called out Iman Khalif in that statement. But we also had a leaked medical report, a testing from, what was it, the IBA, the International Boxing Association, and their tests show that he was a dude. And that test is what caused the IBA to withhold Iman Khalif from competing in the World Boxing Championships in 2023. This was the same test that the IOC said was not good enough for them. And the IOC actually called it Russian misinformation. Russian misinformation that Iman Khalif was a dude. I'm sorry. Russian misinformation isn't the cop-out for anything that you don't like. And I don't know what sort of, you know, 4D chess and whatever to try to connect Russian misinformation to a lab report that the IBA did. I mean, I know the IOC president tried to claim that the IBA was run by some sort of Russian dude that had a checkered past or something with ethics violations or whatever. That's not good enough for me. Refute the actual test that shows that Iman Khalif is a dude, and provide me with a test that you may have, you know, conducted that actually proves otherwise, and said, oh, no, our tests show that you know, Iman Khalif is actually a woman, and don't pull the intersex, you know, nonsense. Show me with a test report that he is a woman and allowed to compete in women's boxing, you know, events. They didn't do that. Instead, they tried to gaslight everyone who questioned it and called it Russian misinformation and sued everybody, you know, for defamation that tried to claim that he was a dude. But now, like I said, a year later, we've all been proved correct. And this is a massive win, because not only is Iman Khalif publicly humiliated, and now, you know, I would like to see him give up his gold medal. Will the IOC have the guts to say, you know what, we were wrong, and we're going to try to make it up the best we can and give up Iman Khalif's gold medal? And, you know, he needs to have some sort of punishment, not allowed to compete in boxing events in the IOC moving forward, you know, some sort of punishment. I mean, for life, if that's fine by me, if Iman Khalif didn't compete in any sort of events in the Olympics for life because of how disgusting that it was that he competed against other women in boxing. You know, a sport where people have died in boxing, the IOC put those girls' lives at risk. So not only would I like to see Iman Khalif's gold medal stripped, I would like the women boxers who had to go up against Iman Khalif, and like I say for the 20th time, were put at risk because people have died in boxing, I would like to see those same boxers sue the IOC. Because in my opinion, they have grounds to sue. There was actually a report, I believe it was last year around the time that the Olympics were taking place, that the IOC was actually previously warned that, hey, Iman Khalif has been proven to be a dude by the IBA and wasn't allowed to box in their world championships. So, you know, maybe you should take that as a sign that Iman Khalif is a dude and you shouldn't allow him to box as a woman. Okay? They were previously warned of that and ignored it. So they willingly put these boxers' lives at risk and let Iman Khalif fight against them. Okay? So I'm not a lawyer, but in my opinion, that's grounds to sue. And that they need to be compensated for that. Not only because they were put at great risk, but they won't have another shot to compete in that Olympics. I mean, they got to rise to the ranks and get to that level again in the Olympics. And then, you know, hopefully get to that point where they can, you know, fight to, you know, hopefully get to a gold medal level, gold level boxing match. They have to rise through those ranks all again, which I said is extremely hard. But not only that, 4 years are going to be separated between that. They're going to be getting older. They, you know, this could have been their last shot, their only shot to win an Olympic gold medal. And it was robbed from them for going up against Iman Khalif. So, in my opinion, they should be rightfully compensated for that. Okay. So, this is a big win, folks, but more needs to be done. Okay. Like I said, the IOC needs to step up and admit their wrongdoing and try to make it up to the best of their ability. And, you know, moving forward, hopefully the IOC can let go of their narratives and get rid of whoever at the top allowed this egregious mistake to happen. You know, folks, I'm gonna bring it up because his name is escaping me at the moment. The IOC president, Thomas Bach. Thomas Bach should be held accountable for all of this. That is the president who said that the IBA's test was Russian misinformation. He should be held accountable because his virtue signaling and trying to uphold whatever narrative, I don't know his political, you know, background or what he believes in, but it appears that if he's claiming that a test is Russian misinformation, it appears that he is a liberal and, you know, he's trying to uphold whatever his, you know, narrative is. He needs to be held accountable as well. He needs to be fired. In my humble opinion, Thomas Bach needs to be fired for allowing this to take place and standing by and saying, you know, oh, it's Russian misinformation. Everybody who disagrees is a transphobe and we're going to allow this to happen. Everybody has a place in boxing. Well, guess what, nuthead? You've let these women go into a ring, potentially be killed on your watch, and not only that, let Iman Khalif steal a gold medal from them, okay? So you need to be held accountable. You need to be fired, okay? And they should sue the ever-living crap out of Thomas Bach and the IOC. So and this needs to happen, in my opinion. I'm waiting. The IOC, I'm waiting on your response, some sort of admitting of wrong or admittal of whatever to say that we were wrong and we're going to try to make it up to the best of our ability, okay? But, you know, like I said, this is a big win. Props to World Boxing for making this move and specifically calling out Iman Khalif. Like I said, he needs to be publicly humiliated for what he did in the Olympics this last year. And hopefully this stops any sort of event like this taking place in the future. Because like I said, folks, it is wrong for males to compete against women in all sports. You know, it's just as shameful in basketball as it is in boxing or track and field or whatever. But combat sports and boxing in particular are unique in the fact that people have died in that sport several times. And those were men who died, you know, elite level boxers dying after competing against another elite level boxers in a fair competition. So if that has happened before, imagine the risk of it happening with a biological male going up against a biological woman. The risk of somebody dying in that event is way higher, okay? So this is specifically unique for boxing, and in my opinion is, especially egregious and disgusting that this took place. Because, like I said, this is not just a sport that it's, you know, basketball or whatever, where it's unfair competition, sure. People's lives are at risk when they enter the ring in combat sports, okay? And so I hold you to a higher standard to make sure that your competitions are fair, and that the women, and men for that matter, you know, but specifically women who enter your boxing ring are in a safe environment, as safe as possible, you know, in a sport like boxing, to where their lives are, you know, the risk of them losing their lives is as low as possible, and you've taken every precaution and every measure possible to make sure that that is a fair competition taking place. and the IOC failed their boxers because they didn't do that. Okay. And they've now been called out and they've been caught, you know, with their pants down and all this. And it's time for them to come out and, you know, admit that. Okay. So hopefully this stops any sort of event like Iman Khalid taking place in the future. But I want to see even more. Okay. This is a great finding and props to World Boxing for doing this and, you know, taking upon this measure to make sure that everybody goes under mandatory sex screening and specifically calling out Iman Khalid. And props to the journalist that leaked this medical report that shows from the IBA that he is actually a dude, okay? I hope this is the beginning of even more winning in this matter because this is a great first step, but more needs to be done to make sure that the women who were wrongfully done, that they're fairly compensated in this matter. So, well, I'll be waiting, IOC. I'll be waiting for your statement and your compensation to these folks. Please like and subscribe down below. Like I said earlier, appreciate you guys watching this episode of Out of Right Field with JP, where we discuss the intersectionality of politics and sports from a conservative standpoint. And until next time, same time, same channel. I'll see you guys then.